July 7, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. What's it worth? Opening prayer. Lord, please show me what in my life is truly precious and what is comparatively worthless. Read Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 52. The parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. The parable of the net. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. Reflect. What do you consider to be your greatest treasure? The Staffordshire hoard is the largest collection of Anglo-Saxon gold and silver metalwork ever found, comprising over 4,000 items. It has been buried in a field near the center of England for over 1,300 years before being discovered in 2009 by Terry Herbert. He had already agreed with Fred Johnson, the landowner, that they would divide equally the profit from anything Terry's metal detector unearthed in Fred's field, but a dispute arose between the two when the hoard was valued at over £3 million, or $4 million. The finder of buried treasure in verse 44 of today's reading had a different strategy, which we may think morally dubious, but, like the merchant in verses 45 and 46, he certainly knew the value of what he had found. Jesus implies that the kingdom of heaven is similarly of enormous value to those who find it, or perhaps to those who are found by the king. Paula Guder asks the penetrating question, what would make you sell all you had? The parable of the net and the question with which it ends form Jesus' concluding challenge to the crowd who have heard the series of parables which began at verse 1. It is perhaps significant that the words sat and shore in verse 48 repeat the words of verse 2, and the word translated caught in verse 47 has the same root as gathered in verse 2. So perhaps Jesus is suggesting to his hearers that they, like the fish, are gathered on the shore, but only some of them are the righteous who receive the kingdom of heaven. Those seated, the fishermen in the parable, Jesus in reality, will differentiate between these and the wicked, for whom the word goes in one ear and out of the other. Apply. Briefly review the parables in this chapter. Which ones are particular treasures which you will keep and bring out of your storeroom by sharing them with others? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, as I thank you for your parables, I ask that you continue to instruct me through them and strengthen my faith walk with you.